Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is still July 31st, 2013.
And now you are listening to episode 507.
Oh my God. We have like 93 more episodes until we get to 600.
It is so close.
That's so crazy. Maybe by the time we get to Pride 48, it'll be 600.
Doubtful.
It's dark in here. I'm going to turn the light on.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? So we just came back. Brad went to go pee, and we watched some movie trailers.
I went sissy.
And that's about all that happened.
Well, and Bradley made a drink with a special present that we received from a listener.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We received some citrus and honey vodka from
Rehorst.
Because I can't see because you turned it. Yeah, Rehorst Distillery, which is, if I remember reading the back correctly, the first legal distillery in Wisconsin. It's in Milwaukee. Anne Marie, our long-winded...
I thought she lived in Michigan.
No, she lives in Wisconsin.
Ann Arbor?
That's Michigan.
Okay, well, that's where she works, in Ann Arbor.
But that's from Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe she went there. Got it. Or maybe it was just at her local grocery store.
No, she gave us, she actually gave Bradley and I choices of which alcohol we wanted from there. There were two. There were some different options, actually.
Do you remember what the other options were?
Yes,
just
I do.
Just to know.
Well, like there were a red and a green absinthe. And there was another regular vodka.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. But we went with this one because we like citrus vodkas. It's very good.
Thank you very much. We'll save it so when we go to start reading your emails, we'll just be really fucked up and we can't do it.
She actually bought it for Brad and I.
Well, congratulations.
And then she said that we at least had to let you try it. Some.
Well, thank you. I got a 1 ounce shot.
Yes, we gave it in a little sake glass.
Which it's kind of strong.
Well, because
so.
You're sipping it, yeah. I will say the when we first got
maybe
it.
I should just do the shot and then suck it down with
you could. We first got
chase
it.
Chase it.
Or just put it in your Mountain Dew. It's citrus.
It's not enough there to do that with.
Oh. Well, we did
that's
it.
That's like equals.
That's cool.
The first drink that we made with it was actually tasty. It was that vodka with a little muddled mint with club soda and a splash of Fresca.
And if you excellent. Could only see the face that Ricky's giving right now while taking the shot.
That shit burned.
You are like
it's
a pussy.
Vodka.
Yeah.
I don't drink that much anymore, you guys. Like, seriously, I have cut down on drinking so much since I was, like, first moved here.
Right.
I guess that's another Ricky's boring now.
But, you know, so Bradley, James LeRoy, has been losing some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And
so have you.
Because of it, his drinking gets to him much faster. So, for instance, last night, yesterday... I'm doing rather well in Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
I am now down 28.7 pounds. Oh, and
hold up.
If he loved you, that would already been out.
There we go. I have like another.
It's not done yet.
There I go. Have like another 40 to lose, but because I lost 3 pounds last week, which I was shocked that I actually lost that much weight, because last Tuesday after weigh-in we used a Groupon before it expired at a Brazilian steakhouse, which is
which one?
Braza.
Oh, okay. So, I've heard of that one.
So basically, you know, meat on a stick and a huge salad bar that I just didn't count because it's impossible. I was like, there's no way if I lose weight it's gonna be
well,
like
you add
pound.
Salad it's okay.
No, I just did really well throughout the week. However,
was it good?
It was good, but oh, yeah. Like they shoved it in our faces.
Yeah, it was like we went when it wasn't busy, but we felt like they were rushing us. They came by so often with that meat that we had to turn our card over to the no-go so often just so that they would leave me
down.
Alone. And like, dude, there's no room on my plate left. There is no room for any more meat. But
So, who says there's never any more room for more meat?
A top. Well, and obviously never Donna. Which, never. Speaking of that, we'll have
double
to get, we will have to get an update at Pride 48. Donna Sugars, we need an update at Pride 48 on if you have double, if you've DP'd yet.
I think she would have let us know already if she did. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I would, you would think.
Because we were like gung-ho for her on
that's
that.
Right, you would think. But anyway, since I did so well, and Tuesday, since I played the games with the numbers, it can be our day to splurge. We hadn't been to Garcia's forever. So
that was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday. Yeah, and the Black Knight doesn't work on Tuesdays, thank God.
Oh, no.
But we like his other night replacement. We have long talks with her. She's super nice. Anyway, so we had
she one. She take her shirt off?
No.
Then obviously she doesn't like
it. So we had our steak tacos, and instead of our normal two pitchers of sangria, we just had one, which actually...
With ice?
Yeah, but she poured us like...
She poured us heavy first drinks. Like, you know how they do like no a half, half first drinks? No, she filled it almost to the rim.
Yeah, it was nice. But it actually... I don't know if it's because we haven't had it in a while or what, but for some reason, the sangria tasted so good. Like, there was something like, this tastes different. Like, this is amazing. I think it's because we hadn't had it in a while. Well, anyway, after that, since we'd already splurged a little, we had some time. And it's like, well, we haven't been to the call in a while. Because we really haven't been going.
Why not?
So we're like, why not? So we went and had a couple cocktails. And Bradley was drunk.
Wait, how many cocktails do you think I had?
Three.
Six.
How did you have six?
I told you.
I had three.
I told you because I double drank with yours.
Oh, I don't know how.
That's why were you drinking so fast? That I normally do. Me.
That's normally like.
Do you hate yourself? Which quarter do you hate?
Which quarters do I hate? No,
I would say that normally I drink fast. Yeah, but I.
You do drink fast.
What?
You do drink fast.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. That's really what it is. It has nothing to do with the alcohol.
I usually try to do drink. Glass of water, because I'm one of those people that if I need to have a drink in my hand, I'll need to continuously drink kind of thing. So I try to balance
it
out.
If it tastes like pop, it goes down quickly. Because I've noticed at the last couple drag shows, I buy a bottle
of
one.
You mean soda?
No, it's pop.
Actually, what I
you
say
are in the house of the Midwest. It
no,
is pop.
What I say generally, which I've got myself out of the habit, is Coke. What kind of Coke do you want?
I just want to put this on record. He has never said Coke in front of me in the 2-ish years we've been together.
It's because I've taught myself not to, because it's an Indiana thing that people look at you like, what the fuck?
My friend Sherry was from Indiana, and when she came to Florida, she still calls everything a Coke.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'd go to McDonald's and you'd say, I'll have a Coke. And they would even respond with, well, what kind of Coke would you like? Sprite. Thanks.
That's weird.
Or Dr. Pepper, you know? But anyway.
That reminds me of when I went to New York when I was in junior high to visit my biological father. And
the gay one?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going on our wedding cruise?
You'll meet him.
He's going?
Yes.
What would you do if one of your friends hooked up with him?
Well, first of all, he's bringing his like girlfriend /
fiance. Oh, please.
If someone hooked up, if I would think that it would be like the best.
Is it inappropriate?
The best wedding present ever, because then there would be confirmation.
Anyway, so so we were at a restaurant and I said, what kind of pop do you have? And the waitress is like, excuse me. She kind of gave me that New York attitude. And Kevin was like, he means soda. And I was just like, oh.
And she's like, mm-hmm.
You know, soda pop.
Soda pop.
My grandma called it sody pop.
Sody pop.
Sody. My manager calls it sodies. He's like, oh,
the other regionalism that I love that I'd never heard of until college is that the people in Wisconsin call water fountains bubblers.
That's weird. Did you see the
map? Yeah.
And how like it was Wisconsin and then everybody else called it a water fountain, and then like a little part of Connecticut called it like bubbler or something. Mm-hmm. It was just like a little section. That was interesting.
It was interesting. So the drag shows, so I've been drinking slower, and it is actually more cost effective is I just buy the whole bottle of wine because I drink the wine slower, but for four glasses, it's less than getting the four cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was doing vodka gimlets last night, except for one cider that I had because I went to try it. It was a strawberry cider. It was a little too sweet. It wasn't bad, but it was a little too sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
But the vodka gimlets, you know, that's straight vodka with lime juice, nothing else. So, you know, it was a sipper. Mm-hmm. So I guess I could see how you like
double lapped you.
Double lapped me.
Yeah. But so I kind of got shit faced.
He was a little toasty. And he was saying gems last night, which we tweeted. For instance.
This is great.
Maybe you should just read them if they're.
Oh, I said. Oh, I don't have it with me. You know the show Whodunit that's on television right now, the game show that is about the murder mysteries that they try to solve. And we were on our way back and I go, oh shit, Waylon, you know what? We didn't get to watch it. We're behind on Murder, She Wrote.
I mean, Whodunit.
And so he tweeted and he tagged Whodunit. It was really funny.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, he was just really special with his comments last night.
Aww.
It was fun. It was fun.
And you got to sleep late because you had off today, right?
I did. Yep, I switched.
Do you know how late I've been sleeping 4:30. This week? Till 4:30 in the morning.
That's exciting.
I'm usually up by 6:30 at the latest. That's at the latest.
If I wanted to, I could sleep until like 5:30. But then if I get to work later, then I have to stay later. And I don't like to do that. Because the later you stay, the worse the bus system gets down in the suburbs.
I always like doing my OT in the morning anyway. Mm-hmm. Because especially when you start seeing everyone else get ready, you know, you just want to get done.
Right.
I like starting early too.
And I've been doing my summer flex hours early.
So except though,
I have like 20 on ED schedule.
In the last several years, I'm a big fan of taking my lunch early. But I used to love taking my lunch late, like at 1, so that then after your lunch, you barely have any time for work.
I take mine at 1, and yeah. I get off at 3:30. I find it very interesting, your new work desk. That's amazing.
Yeah, that it's on a coffee table
in front of the TV.
Well, we need...
You mean right next to the router.
I was having some connection issues with all the data that I've been having to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get my company to come and change where our internet comes in our house because people before here fucked it all up. And so whatever, technically, yeah,
like there's a triple split that's right here. Yeah. And it, when we first got here, it was slower than shit.
Well, they couldn't put it there because it's actually split somewhere
between the
basement and one of our neighbors.
Oh, and it's like in the wall or something?
Or it's in one of their apartments and they don't know it because someone before there actually tried split to steal it and split it. Yeah. So anyway.
You should get your company just to have Google come here and install fiber.
Yeah, no. Because actually they won't pay for it to fix the apartment. No. I have to pay for that. However, if it's an issue where they can put the thing back into, whatever. Bottom line is, technically I'm supposed to be hardwired in anyway. I'm not supposed to be working wirelessly, but it just happens. Everyone does it. So I've been in the living room hardwired to the internet because I had my new job. I do lots of presentations and I have to host a lot of conference calls. So I had to move it out there because it was a spotty time and I couldn't afford to lose my internet because I had to do all the interviews and everything.
But the internet comes from back there?
No, it's up front.
Okay.
The internet comes up front.
Oh, I thought you were pointing that it came from
there. I want them to move it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then the bad thing is that we'll lose our TV. So we have some issues with that. So we'll see.
What do you mean you lose your TV?
Because our TV, we have a splitter on it and we get the digital channels without paying. We don't pay for anything.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's the antenna channels, but the digital. Because since it's fucked up here, what they did is they went right from the pole and drilled a new hole into our living room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that means that none of the outlets, the internet here,
work.
So I'd have to have them drill a hole back here and put it there unless they can split it outside, which I don't know if they can.
They can do that.
So that's my question is if they can split it outside, then I want them just to...
Cable experts, please get back to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something. I don't know what it was. It was something about your work desk, and I was going to continue, but now I don't know what it is.
Was it because the chair is out there? The fluffy chair?
No, I don't know what it was. This drink's just gone to my head. It's crazy.
Stupid bitch.
I get drunk so fast now.
We did, thanks to RC, he is still trying to get the... Foul Monkey's graffiti going and did send us another picture.
Oh my God. There were two of them, right?
I think so.
Yeah. He is the only person that's doing it. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. But no one's called us, so I don't know. Maybe no one wants sex.
I sometimes think people are afraid to call those because what if it's like
a trick?
A trick, yeah.
Ooh, we already got the album art already.
Now,
done and done.
Are we ready for a voicemail?
Oh, yeah.
So we do have a voicemail from the Donna of the Sugars. I believe, actually, it was Donna Sugar.
Yes, you're correct.
Are you going to play our voicemail
song?
Hello,
my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
So to set this up, she was talking, she mentioned something about deodorant in this.
Oh, we were talking about deodorant. Yes. About how it breaks us out.
And I have not worn it in like 2 years. Oh, except kind of recently.
Hey, monkeys. It's Donna. Just calling in. So listening to your podcast, and I mean, big queen's talking about deodorant. Girl, I know. So I had to call in because I'm a big queen too. Okay. I don't use it because I'm super feminine, okay? No, I use deodorant, but I like degree clinical protection for women, and it's not because I'm feminine. I have a good reason. That is the best deodorant for me. I have very delicate skin. I don't break out. It has a very light and fun fragrance, but it's not like men's deodorants all smell like rough and musky. And it's like, girl, I don't want to smell musky. I would rather smell like nothing. So ladies' deodorants have a very light, maybe a little fruitiness, a little flowery, but very light. So I love it. And it's my favorite deodorant. So, and do not think that I don't take that deodorant, put it under my armpits, put it underneath my titties. Sometimes I have to lift up the stomach and put it underneath that. Oh. I don't know what that's called. I'm a fat bitch. I know. Okay. Kisses.
At least you know that if you were to have sex with her and you did need to move something, there's going to be no hidden odors, no critters, because she is well...
She's on top of it.
Well prepared.
She is so fresh and so clean.
Fresh and so clean.
I don't know if I could use women's deodorants. I think they're too feminine for
me. I could. I used to like the powder ones because they were just...
Well, that's
like
not powder. Too bad. Like baby powder?
Yeah. No.
What do you use? You weren't here to talk about this interesting
subject. We talked
about
what he used. He uses the gel.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, right now it's... remember, it's...
The hard, solid gel crap?
No, he uses...
I don't know. What
Old Spice.
Sport. Wait. Oh, but it's like the blue ice one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That would kill my arms. Like, no, I would literally
actually, it's
have
the only
no
thing
bits.
For me. It's the only thing that's actually been smell-wise. It helps retain a lot of the smell. Because when I'm active and I'm running
into it,
I do sweat. I sweat like a motherfucker.
I sweat a lot too. Actually, that's the only
thing you
jelly
hate about him?
One. Yes. That what? Actually.
What'd you say?
The only thing he hates about you. No. You sweat.
His deodorant is the only one that I've worn of that kind.
That's not
the only
thing.
That does not make me break out.
Yeah.
But
I enjoy it. And it's the fresh flavor. So it's not like some Mountain Breeze
scent.
Shit.
But that's what I do.
Flavor. You taste.
You can taste this shit.
I use the same brand, but I use that like those Fuji, like the
that's
white.
That's one I use.
The white chocolate.
Smells
ones.
Like smells like coconuts, palm trees, and freedom.
Yeah, and freedom.
I use those too, and you can get a really good deal at CVS because sometimes they'll have them on sale. Buy one, get one half off.
Do you know why I wear it?
Because not you because like to smell like freedom.
Not because I buy it. Because my mother or Santa every year gets me some kind of deodorant, body wash,
package.
And it comes with so much deodorant and stuff that since I don't wear it all the time, unless I have a need.
He's got like 5 sticks back.
I'll take it. No,
oh my God, I'll give you a dollar.
I don't have any more 5. I'm on my last one. Thank you.
Oh, well, by the way, you can get a really good deal at CVS sometimes. They'll have one, buy one, get one half off, and then they'll have... a coupon in the paper, buy one, get one free. So you're getting 2 for the price, half price of one.
If I can use one of their other kind, I actually always have been a degree powder fresh boy.
Powder fresh girl?
Yeah.
I have a question, and this is for our local Chicago people. So, people that are another,
because we're a local podcast,
and you know, local celebrities that no one knows us. But actually, Denny, who is a listener to our show, we saw at the drag show.
We did,
and I asked him when the last time he listened. He was like, "Don't ask me that."
Yeah, he told me that he hasn't listened in a while.
Don't ask me that.
He's kind of cute, by the way.
I think he's adorable.
He is adorable. I told him that, too.
He's nice, too.
I'd look at it naked.
Okay. Well, yeah. Denny, if you ever decide to listen again, make sure you come to 507 and listen to what the boy said. If you were looking for a new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And how north on the red line would you go before it's like a cutoff? Like if you had a friend move there, how far north would they move before you would say, nope, sorry, can't do it?
To go visit?
Yes.
No, there isn't, because I'm one of the Chicago people that will go to the suburbs to visit my friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not neighborhood phobic.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to say, if they were stupid enough to move to the Howard stop,
mm-hmm.
I would maybe rethink our friendship and the fact of, hey, it's not safe.
You can find a better deal somewhere else.
Now, you know what's interesting though about the Howard stop, because I'm just saying, because I don't think I told you guys this yet, but the guy that owns the condo that we live in is possibly selling it. So we signed a new lease with him, but it has like the 30-day thing.
Stipulation.
So mm-hmm. he says, you know, it's going to be a couple months before, you know, we know anything, because it's like him and five other people own all these condos and they're trying to find out which ones they want to sell. Which I've been looking at the prices of the ones in our building, and for the condo that we live in, I would not pay that much for. But I was looking at some apartments off the Howard stop, and, you know, I go up there every day because I work in the suburbs. It's very interesting because on one side mm-hmm. of Howard, it's super nice. And then on the other side of Howard,
that's the Evanston side.
On the other side of Howard, you have to walk a couple blocks before you get to the nice area.
Now,
but
it's really cheap.
Cheap and super awesome apartment.
Yeah. A friend from college that actually gave us one of Bradley's first dresses lives there.
She lives right out on Howard right there.
Right on Howard by mm-hmm. the stop. And she likes the place. Now, I know that when I first moved here, my female college friends told me which areas that they would not feel comfortable visiting me at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was those kind of stops, and even like the Wilson stop. Like there were certain just stops where they're like, I can just guarantee you that most single white female friends of yours will not come visit you at night at these stops because it's unsafe unless they're with a group.
I think Wilson is worse than Howard, because Howard, they're kind of like re-upping. They've like refaced all the buildings. They're making it like super nice.
There's, yeah, but they're regentrifying uptown as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We would come visit, mm-hmm. but we also might just drive.
Yeah.
So what? How far north would you go before that cutoff? Is like, would Loyola be too far?
Well, Loyola's as far as I would move.
Okay.
I think because I like the northness of where we both kind of the hoods between where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Any farther north, I think we get more annoying with like his travels to school and to work and
yeah. Especially now that I'll be going to UIC in the fall.
But the apartments are bigger.
That's
going
to take forever to get to.
Yep.
But the apartments are bigger and cheaper the farther north you get.
I'm just asking because I'm looking. I'm a little nervous because I didn't plan on moving and I don't want to move.
Well, you're moving farther away from Lauren.
That's what she...
Oh, God. She already says I live in Canada.
Right.
So what's going to be the Antarctic?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Remember we went to the one party that's only like a short bus ride north of us, and everyone was thinking that we were gonna die, and we weren't even halfway to the Howard stop
right?
yet.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking.
Well, the great thing is, if you go that far north, you'll be really close to the Glenwood, which is at the Moore stop, which is the one stop.
I've only been there twice.
And there's another that drama that happened there. The woman that used to work there is opening up another place nearby in that neighborhood.
What drama?
I don't know the details. So I'm not going to talk about it, but
no, that's the best part. When you know drama, you don't tell all the facts.
I don't know all the facts. Just that a well-liked bartender who was a partial owner got screwed and fired, and everyone picks sides, and she is opening up her own bar restaurant in the same neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Well, we might have to visit. Maybe we could be the faces of that new place.
And the theater there at the Moore stop is actually, they have some great concerts, really inexpensive. They get some good restaurants there too.
All right. I'm just...
The Heartland Cafe, I believe, is really
good. How far west would you be willing to go on public transportation?
You're asking the wrong people because we have a car.
No, if you had to take public transportation west, how far west would be too far? Like if you were taking...
It depends on what the line was. Because like if you were moving, say, to Kimball on the last stop on the Brown Line,
no
one's coming to visit you because that train doesn't run that long.
No, let's say a bus that's run 24 hours, like I think Foster.
Peterson bus?
Is that 24 hours?
I think so.
I don't know. I have a car. I'm always going to have a car.
Because I don't really want to move past...
I don't think that question is really valid for us because if you moved west, we wouldn't be taking transportation to get to you.
Yeah. Well, it's the same. You guys, when I lived in Bucktown, you guys drove all the time.
Yeah.
We did
even
take,
though we had...
We took the bus a few times.
Sometimes. It just took a half hour on the bus. So
probably longer than that, didn't it?
No, it was about a half hour because, oddly enough, I took the bus to Costco the other day because he had my car and he met me there. For whatever reason, I made it from our house to Costco in 15-20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
But he did time it once. It took him 30 minutes to get home from your house.
It always feels longer.
Yeah. So yeah, so we would...
That's what he said.
That's our local Chicago segment.
I think it also depends on... Well, you don't have a lot of guests, but you do have guests. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I think about, well, the amount of guests we have, how hard is it going to be for them to get around where I'm not going to have to schlep them everywhere too? Like, could they get on a bus to get to a train without too much? Like, you know, would people be willing to still come visit you out of town as well?
I will not live, probably, more than likely, I will not live within further than walking distance to the Red Line.
Yeah.
So it won't be too far off Broadway, and it won't be, well, we don't really have a choice. There's a lake. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Just axing.
So could you get out of your new lease with a month's notice as well? So like if you found something now, you could just give 30 days and you're not going to be penalized?
Right.
Well, that's nice.
I asked him, he goes, well, yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, you should also reach out to, for those of you moving to Chicago, Aaron Fox at the Apartment People.
Well, he hasn't even emailed me back.
Who is a great contact.
Wait, why is he emailing you? Are you guys moving?
No,
about other people. Because we still
no, we're not fucking moving.
No, we still send people. You can't have your dogs here anyway, so nice try.
And I don't think you're willing to pay our price.
If they were service dogs, he'd have to do it.
Well, but...
And I could get them as service dogs. I'll go to my doctor.
Yeah, but they may be service dogs, but not service for you, so I don't think you could make him.
They are there because I'm depressed and they make me happy. That's how I got my cat into my apartment in Florida.
So, you're the people that I hate. That come into my work. Well, they're a service animal. Or you're the people that I hate when I was working at Starbucks and they bring their dog through and I'm like, I'm sorry, you can't have your dog in here unless it's a service animal. It's a service animal. And by law, we can't ask for papers.
Right.
I'm like, fucking
that bitch. Happened on the bus one time.
Stupid.
This guy didn't even ask her. She put the ticket on and she started walking back and she was like, he's a service animal! And the guy's like, okay.
Whatever.
I didn't ask. I don't care. You know, he's like, it was like the Chicago 66 bus or something. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to live on a first story floor.
You, a first story floor?
First floor. Right? First story floor is wrong.
Well, it just sounded odd.
Wow, that bus sounds really close.
That's not a bus. That's a truck or something.
Oh, okay.
I found one for $8.95 just at Rogers Park near Loyola Stop for you. It's one bedroom. It allows pets.
I have to have two bedrooms next time.
Are you for real?
Unless it's a huge one bedroom.
It's about 750 square feet.
This is really exciting for
I know,
listeners.
Right?
Well, what I was going to say was, and this works for any listener anywhere, at least I know in the United States, PadMapper. Have you tried that out?
Oh, I used that before.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then for Chicago, Domio is an easy one to navigate.
Domo. I like their ads. They're cute.
Yeah.
All right, so what else we got to talk about? We have any emails, anything?
Nope.
No,
we've had a lot of people. Again, Pride 48 is coming back up in September. We've had a lot of people already ask us about volunteering for the hospitality suite, which I think everyone should at least do because it's really fun. Like we mentioned in the last one, you don't have to come up with a theme, but if you do, plan ahead so that people know. But
you should have a Validate Ricky theme.
No.
Where you just bring me money and gifts.
That's going to be Ed and Mark's.
That's their theme?
That'll be their theme. That was going to be a surprise, but way to go.
Oh, I ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com.
Speaking of,
where you send all that.
Speaking of, well, you send all us the hospitality stuff, but if you have confirmed your hotel and your reservation, please send that over to Big Fatty with your real name and whoever else is staying with you. Again, it's going to be kept confidential. But send it over to ruined at
BigFattyOnline.com. And also, we've changed the rules for the hospitality suite. On the last show, you heard us say that we're going to put your name and you're going to be a tribute and we're going to tell you when you post. Well, it's been changed. We're also going to choose your theme. And even if you don't want to have a theme, you're doing it.
Whoa. That was not...
We didn't discuss it, but...
Seeing how I'm putting the schedule together.
No. That's a no.
We'll see.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I know there's an underwear party already scheduled.
Right? Do you have to go back as reigning champion?
This time you can only wear a banana hammock.
No, I'm not. Adam.
No.
This time you can only wear floss.
Okay, I may be losing weight, but people do not need to see that. Remember,
Somebody that would be.
Remember, I'm not the biggest fan of as much manscaping as other people want other people to be.
Oh, yeah.
So you might get lost in the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It'd be a lot like what's that old Where's Atari Waldo? Game with the guy that Pitfall.
I love that game.
What?
Pitfall, the racist game where you jump over Indians
and alligator pits on vines.
Tar pits.
Yep. Yeah.
I love that game.
I remember the
rocks that would bounce off the mountain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They remade that for Nintendo. Did you ever play that version?
I don't think so.
It was pretty good. Love Atari. Oh my God, they need to come back with that.
Our lives are really boring right now. I feel like these last two shows are like, my God, what?
I have news.
What?
Or did I talk about it last time? I don't think so. Well, there's two things. One of my favorite artists is coming here to Chicago. I'm kind of sad because she's opening and not a full concert, whatever, Beth Hart. The second thing is I'm seeing Wicked on October 31st.
That's amazing. Seeing your first Broadway musical.
I know, I'm so excited.
Now you get Wicked excited. References.
Yeah.
Well, I have the soundtrack.
Well, there's a lot of, I will say this. I listened to the soundtrack before I went and saw the show, and there's a lot more in the show that you don't get from the soundtrack, which is most the case of most shows.
I have a question.
Answer.
I didn't get one of these tickets because I thought it was a scam. Obstructed view.
It depends on the theater, and sometimes I get obstructed views because it's just too dirt cheap, and I just know where it is in the theater. They have to sell certain tickets that way. If there may be parts of the stage you don't see because of your angle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, there's like, for instance, at the, what's the theater? The Bank America Theater. There's some seats that have a pillar right in front of you. So you can only see like part of the stage unless you like tilt your head to the
but
side.
But those are always just cheaper. It's not a scam.
It's not a scam.
It's just that.
No, I don't think they should charge that much. They should totally be like a fourth of the price.
They're already a lot cheaper than the other the other tickets. But like, for instance, I have obstructed view for a show that we're going to go see, the new Disney Jungle Book at the Goodman. I bought obstructed view because they were by far cheaper, and it's only that because there's like one tiny bit of the stage we can't see, but we're actually going to be in the boxes on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, so it depends on the theater. Always just look at the seating chart to see why it's obstructed. Because it could be a set piece, too, that the set just comes out in a weird way that there might be one back corner you can't see, but then you have to think, well, how much action is really going to be out of my view? Do you see the most of it?
Let me show you where I'm sitting and tell me if it's a good seat or not.
We can tell you after we're done recording, so it's not as awkward.
That's rude. No.
Anyway, I love goldstar.com. We just saw Hedwig, a purple light production.
That was great.
It actually was amazing.
That was great.
It was Bradley's first time seeing a live production.
Of Hedwig.
But it was, the queen did an amazing job of playing the part.
She was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Is it still playing?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, how long is it here till, do you know?
It's not here. I mean, it's people doing it here in Chicago.
Oh, so how long is it going on for?
I don't know. Until August, middle of August.
Oh, okay. I do like that movie.
The stage play is great because I don't know if you know the difference in the stage play and the movie, but you're like going to a concert to see Hedwig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you were telling me she plays like all the parts or whatever.
Yeah, so it's her and the band, and then basically she's telling her story and singing the songs.
August 11th when it's over.
Okay. You guys, I'm gonna try to be more into like the arts try to see shows stuff like that.
Then you should really look at Gold Star because you'll get really dirt cheap tickets, sometimes even free.
The only thing is I don't want to be mad if I like see something I don't like.
What the fuck, dude?
You can't have it
It's like when you go to the movies and you see a bad movie, but you don't. It's called
but movies are a lot cheaper.
It's called do research.
Yeah, research, bitch.
Look at reviews. Ask
friends.
I'll just wait
until you tell me if it's good, and then I'll go. You can say, oh, because you know what I'll probably
Then you won't get the good deals, because if I'm going to something, it's going to be because there's a good deal. There's a lot of shit going on right now that had some good deals, but I can't get the tickets because I basically already have our next month and a half booked with theatrical date nights.
Yeah.
Because I've already bought the tickets. Mm-hmm. So you
it's like one of those things like he bought just...
It's about taking risks. Take creative risks.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on it.
He bought season passes.
Oh, sorry.
He bought season passes to The Looking Glass last year, and we just saw the last show that we had. It was the fourth one.
I wish I could afford the season passes again.
I will say that The Looking Glass Theater, if you enjoy stuff like that, Ricky, would be really cool. It's more of an intimate setting. I'd say there's no more than like 100 seats.
Yeah, it's...
It's so fun.
One of the creators of it is...
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer from Friends.
What is it called?
The Looking Glass Theater. It's at the Water Tower Place downtown.
Yeah.
Wait, I went to a theater and saw a show with George.
Costanza.
And someone else. Yes. And his wallet was killing him in his back pocket. Get it? Because he had the big wallet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
It was with George and someone else. Was it Adam?
Adam.
No.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was Josh. I don't remember.
What was the show?
It was about New York City and right when Stonewall happened. It was like set in a park.
Wasn't at the Looking Glass.
No.
No. It was over there off of the Belmont stop.
No. The Looking Glass was downtown.
Oh. Water Tower Place.
Okay. Yeah.
Like near the Hancock building.
The actual Water Tower.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Wow.
Anyway, you're thinking of
goldstar.com.
You're probably thinking of the place that actually we went to was the Theater Wit.
No, there's also 773 and...
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Also, there's all kinds of theater in that end of Belmont.
True.
But anyway, goldstar.com. Okay. It's in a lot of different cities. So listeners, if you should look to see if your city's there because you can get some good deals. Both concerts, theater, comedy, all kinds of shit. Do we have anything else to talk about? Besides, come visit Chicago.
Oh, well, we're good.
November 23rd to see Elegant Fur.
I'm not gonna be here.
Come see.
You know who's gonna be happy?
Ukulele. Who?
Lala. I didn't want to say her real name, so I had to think about it. Lala and her hubby will be here.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because they're coming to house.
So they'll be super excited.
Yes.
And I don't return until that Monday. Maybe I'll change. I haven't bought my ticket yet, so maybe I can return on that Friday. Be here.
No, this is the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Oh. Well, I still haven't bought my ticket, so I can leave Sunday.
Well, yeah, true.
If you really want to.
We don't know what we're doing for Thanksgiving yet for us.
Yeah, we don't.
We may be going to Indiana. We may be cooking. Who knows with the show now, the week before, but.
Yeah. All right.
Well, is that all we got to talk about today?
I think so.
This show was rather uneventful.
Well, sometimes, you know, that happens. It's summer. This Chicago weather has been
gorgeous.
Crazy.
And crazy. Gorgeous. Like, this morning when I woke up, it was super crazy. Like, I thought I was in a movie.
I just couldn't believe last weekend that it got down to 60 at night, and I almost had to have a jacket.
Tuesday when I woke up, it was 55 degrees.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But also,
it felt amazing.
I love it.
This is like the perfect weather for me. I was telling Waylon that this is very similar to typical San Diego weather.
It's a little hot in here for me, but
yes,
in our apartment.
But outside, it's perfect.
It's getting a little humid here, where it's almost need to turn the air on for sleeping. Yeah. Sadly,
ours already on for sleeping.
Yeah,
I can't do that. So, all right, we're out of here.
Yeah, I think
we'll talk to you next week. What's today? Oh, so we have 3 weeks for the live show, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're out here, right?
Yes.
All right, this is Ricky.
This is James Arroyo.
And this is Waylon. You believe me. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.